Welcome to the Envisions Podcast, day 12. I'm here walking on Prince of Wales Road with Peter and Chris, our guides for today. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Sorry you haven't heard from us for a little bit. We just been a little bit busy. So we just went through some interesting little valley there. You want to talk a little bit about that technical terrain, Peter?
Sure. It was super steep. Ups and downs. Felt like the last 5 kilometers was about 3 very steep little valleys. Very, very mossy, limestone, wet, cool rocks.
Distinct change in temperature in there, eh, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. It's when you get out from under the canopy, it warms right up. And in there, it's very damp. And over those rocks, it's pretty treacherous.
I call those little pockets now Bruce Trail spasms. It's just like the earth going, and... Okay, so the reason you haven't been hearing from us the last few days is because we had a bit of a struggle, a few bad days, a couple of long days. So, guys, what do you do in the middle of a race if your A plan is not functioning well?
I know for me, if I start to hit the wall or I start to cramp up or whatever, I just slow things right down and I just look at the next step and the next step and the next step. Because if you look too far ahead, you just... you'll end up stopping. So you just focus on what's directly in front of you and just accomplish that and wait for what's next.
Yeah, I make it into small little chunks. Yep. Any suggestions, Peter?
Yeah, I do that as well. I slow right down, especially if my legs start to cramp. I kind of try to stay in my leg cramp non-zone. And I start eat as much as I possibly can without my stomach turning south. And I break up the race in sections for sure, little chapters. I don't think of the end, I think of now.
You don't think about 100 miles or...
No.
No, I've been doing that too. Dawn's been meeting us in more frequent intervals and I think, okay, 6K, I can do 6K. Sometimes that's 4 hours, sometimes that's an hour and a half. And I think about, oh, I've been promised hot chocolate, so we'll go from there. Now, all of that's sort of a physical thing. What would you guys do if there was more of an emotional side, that deep, dark place everyone gets to in a run?
For me, it may seem ridiculous, but I think of my daughter. I just want her to be proud of Dad, and I think, you know, I want her to think, yeah, Dad did it. And
set a goal, follow through on it.
Every time that gets me through.
And what about you, Peter?
I think of my daughter as well. Anything that anybody who inspires me, and also... just that life is short, and right now I can do this, so I'm going to do it when I can't, because there's going to be time when I can't do it.
That's precisely what's been getting me through, knowing that my kids are going to be there at the end. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who's been popping online and sharing our story around. That's definitely been helpful at the end of the day when I'm in bed and everything's going all crazy and twitchy, just looking at that and knowing, okay, people believe, they're following us, and that's fantastic. So we're signing off. We still have half a day ahead of us. Everyone say goodbye, team.
Bye, team.
Bye.